And I think that that's really where the weakness kind of comes in. Even if the center backs are doing a lot better this season, and really are pretty stout, I think if you get numbers, going at them, especially on counters, they don't have a lot of speed. They're kind of the traditional big burly center back. So if you have counterattacks, you're in transition play, and they have to scramble, they're not quite set, they're not quite in their lines, then I think that's really where you can get at them. I also think that in general, even if they've improved a lot defensively, I think when it comes to set pieces, that's still kind of a weakness.
On today's episode of The Breakaway, presented by Los Rios Community College District, we have Alicia Rodriguez, who covers pretty much every team in SoCal from MLS to NWSL for SB Nation. She used to cover Sacramento Republic for SB Nation on IndomitableCitySoccer.com. But we're so excited to have her on to give us a little insight on LA Galaxy, how they are approaching this massive Open Cup game against Sacramento. We're so excited for it, so it was good to have her on. That's coming up on today's episode of The Breakaway. Soccer fan, student, and graduate, the Los Rios Colleges want you to be all three. American River College, Consumers River College, Folsom Lake College, and Sacramento City College are now enrolling for the fall 2022 semester. With flexible class schedules, free tuition for most students, and support services, you can graduate and get a career in no time. Los Rios Colleges understands you may have a job and family obligations that can make attending a college challenging. That's why they offer flexible scheduling options to meet your needs, including full-term and short-term classes, evening and weekend options, and classes that are fully and partially online. To learn more, visit losrios.edu/apply. Visit our friends at VJB Cellars in the heart of the Sonoma Valley and feel as though you've stepped into an Italian piazza. Taste award-winning Italian varietals, enjoy authentic wood-fired pizzas, and finish your visit with a scoop of gelato. A perfect way to spend your day, and only a quick 90-minute drive from Sacramento to a slice of Italy in the Sonoma wine country. Visit VJBCellars.com or give us a call to plan your visit today. Grow your business with Citizens Business Bank. Since 1974, Citizens Business Bank has created banking relationships by focusing on their customers and helping them achieve more for their businesses, their employees, and the communities they serve. Choose a team that can help you achieve your goals by visiting cbbank.com to learn more. Citizens Biz Bank, member FDIC. All right, Republic FC fans, excited to have this guest back. Previously covered the Sacramento Republic for Indomitable City Soccer, but covers LA Galaxy, so it was a perfect opportunity to bring her back. Alicia Rodriguez, how are you? Thanks for coming back. It's been far too long.
It has been far too long, but thank you so much for having me on.
I want to jump and get right into the biggest thing that I'm excited for, obviously, for Tuesday. It's a big match for Sacramento. The first question I have is how big of a match is it for LA Galaxy? Do fans care about this match? Does the organization care about this match? Where does it match up for them as far as what they care about?
Yeah, I think once you get to this phase of the tournament, probably every team cares about it to some extent. And I think the Galaxy do care about it. In the past, under different head coaches and in eras where the team was struggling quite a bit in league play, they pretty clearly packed it in and didn't really take this competition very seriously. But I would say this year, the Open Cup has been something that Greg Vanney has both sought to use reserves and young players, but also try to get through to the next round and move on. And certainly in the last round, they played MLS opposition, arguably their biggest rival in LAFC. They played a pretty strong team and they came out deserved winners in that one. I think as for the fans, it's probably a mixed bag. For folks like you and me, we love the Open Cup. It's so much fun. It's one of the things that makes American soccer really special. But I think for some fans, they don't quite understand it. And, I think there's a long way to go to try and convince some of the more casuals, people who aren't as familiar with soccer in other countries, that this is a normal thing and it's okay to have multiple competitions and to try and win what you can. And a domestic cup is a lot of fun and something that hopefully continues to catch on as we develop as a culture, I guess.
Totally. The US Open Cup needs to be a little bit more understood in United States soccer, I think around the nation a little bit. And I think, you know, when you have two teams advance to the quarters, like Union Omaha and Sacramento Republic, the underdogs, that helps in their markets. But how much does that really affect other markets? It doesn't, you know, probably won't change much for us. Now, I think we've been able to help fans who are more casuals, like you mentioned, become more into this, and now they're fired up. Okay, we get to play Galaxy in a game that actually matters. This isn't a friendly. This is a big deal. So now we're set up in a spot where this is one of the biggest matches in club history. A match, if we win this one, there's an opportunity to host the next round, which would be insane. And after coming off a 2-0 win against San Jose in the last round, a 2-0 victory over Los Dos on Saturday, which, by the way, just crazy to play both these teams, the second team and the first team in a 3-game span. But it's going to be exciting. I wanted to chat with you a little bit too, because you're so tapped in with the LA Galaxy, and I know you cover multiple teams down there, but what do you think they're going to roll out as far as their lineup? Are they going to give us our A lineup, B lineup? What do you think we're going to see?
I think we're going to see mostly starters, but probably a few guys that you may be surprised to see. Again, as I said, in the first two rounds of this year's competition, the Galaxy played almost entirely reserves. They were playing against lower league opposition. First one was against San Diego Loyal, so same level as Sacramento Republic. Second one was Anissa side. So they were both pretty narrow wins. Neither one was really a rout, honestly. And actually, the second game against the Anissa side, they kind of had to sweat it out at the end to make it, but they did. But again, I think now that we're getting into this later stage and the fact that a trophy is getting closer and closer and you're really only a few games away from it at this point, I think we may see one or two guys, maybe three, that you're like, oh, okay, like maybe a Kelvin Leerdam gets the start instead of Julian Araujo, for example, or maybe Cameron Dunbar comes off the bench, or maybe Chicharito starts on the bench and comes off and, you know, comes onto the game in the second half, something like that. That's what I expect. I don't think it's going to be Los Dos coming out again. And I don't think I think it'll be close to starters, but, a little bit of a mix. But I think he's probably going, there's another big game on the weekend and we're back into, fixture congestion time in MLS. So I think Vanny is going to try to rotate to the extent that he can, but I only think that's going to be a few guys at most.
It's ironic because Saturday, this is the exact position that Sacramento was in with Los Dos, where they are trying to rest guys, but also don't want to give up the 3 points or, on the table. So, and they did that. They, had a few guys on their bench, but feel like they're at a good spot for Tuesday, at least health-wise and with guys getting ready to go. I want to ask too is, it's so funny because the way things have set up for Sacramento, LA Galaxy on Saturday, and I read some recaps, watched a little bit of the game. They looked a little sloppy, but it was because they'd had a 2-week break from the international, where USL championships don't really have that break left matches in that break. So I'm curious what your thoughts are and if that sloppiness might, be a factor in this game on Tuesday. Do you think they're going to have enough time to tighten that up?
I think a little bit of sloppiness wouldn't be a surprise at all, especially if you're going from, they actually had 3 weeks off. So 3 weeks to a game on the weekend. Yeah. To a game on the weekend and then another game on Tuesday. I think there's going to be a bit of sloppiness, but having said that, I mean, they needed the break. They won the last two games, including the Open Cup match coming into that break, but they were basically like walking wounded, like trying to get through as much as they could to make it to the break. They desperately needed it. I think they were one of the teams around the league that seemed to be running out of steam at kind of the worst time, even if they got those results at the very end there. So it came at a good time for them. I think it's going to take a little bit of time to get back into a rhythm. But again, I think given, the choice between playing straight through and having a break and needing to shake some rust off, I think the latter is definitely the option for the Galaxy in this situation.
You think there's any chance we see some loan ups to the first team or switch out like we saw with Danny Trejo of Lights to LAFC, and then he played like A for the Lights or something of that nature? Anyway, it was wild that I saw that. But anyway, do you think that could possibly be happening on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think, I don't know necessarily if we're going to get a loan up, but I do think the kind of tweener players who are under contract right. are probably pretty likely. Although Owen Lamb did sign a short-term loan for one of the early Open Cup games, and he did play, I want to say he got an assist, or actually he got a goal in that game. So that must have been the one against LA Strikers, whatever.
California Strikers, yeah.
California Strikers United, that's right. Yeah, so many names that I lose track of which combination to put together there. No disrespect to them. But yeah, so he was in it. Like I said, I actually think that Preston Judd might get some time. He got signed to the first team. He hasn't really played. I think if, you know, the game calls for it, I wouldn't be shocked if he's out there. Obviously, he played against Sacramento the other night, and he whiffed on a couple opportunities, but he had a hat trick right before that. So,
right.
you know, he might be the kind of player that Vanny says, okay, you know this level really well. You know this these defenders pretty well at this point. You know, show me what you can do. I'm going to give you 15 minutes and see, you know, what happens, that kind of thing. So I wouldn't be shocked, again, to see somebody like that, or like Cameron Dunbar. Like I said, he's another one who I think actually gives the team something that they don't have otherwise. And I'm a little puzzled as to why he doesn't play more for the first team. Yeah. So guys like that, Adam Saldana is still working his way back from pretty major ankle injury. So he could feature, he featured a lot last year. You know, guys like that, I think are possibilities for sure.
It's exciting because Sacramento is probably playing their best ball of the year by far. I'm not sure if you've looked into it at all. You know, back in the day, you'd be more tapped in than I would. But you know, it's funny because now with the they've gone to a three in the back with a couple years ago. If you remember, I remember talking about it on this podcast. I think 2 years ago. Oh, three in the back. What does that mean? What does that change? And now with three stellar center backs, all of which who played full 90 on Saturday, has been really, really good. They've only allowed 2 goals in nine matches. Obviously, 7 of those being clean sheets. So defensively, that has been their strong suit. Roro Lopez did not play Saturday. Jack Gurr did not play Saturday. I don't know. I'm curious to see who they wind up with on the left wing back spot. It's Duke Lacroix has been playing there. He played Saturday. He came off though, and Damian Vieira, who has been really, really good at that spot. So I'm very interested to see what lineup Sacramento runs out. I think we know most of the guys, but it's going to be interesting. And I'm curious too, is where do you think LA Galaxy is vulnerable defensively? Where can Sacramento try to exploit them?
Yeah, the defense for the Galaxy is much improved this year. I think in previous years, I would have been like, you can slice through them like butter, frankly. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the difference is in the level, like, the other team's going to get some chances. I actually think this year they've done a lot better. I think Derek Williams has finally sort of settled into MLS, Irish international. Obviously, you got an Irish connection with Czech Republic as well.
Yeah.
He's been playing really well. And then the second central defender has either been Sega Koulibaly, who has missed some time with a knee injury. I don't think he's probably going to be available for this one. And Nick DePue, who I think has been quite good. He's a guy who has a knack for getting the slide tackle just right. You don't see too many defenders who pretty much time and again go to ground and pull it off. I mean, every time you see him go down, it's like, is this gonna work? I don't know if this is gonna work. Oh, he did it. Okay, he did it. That was great. That was fantastic. So they've been really good. Julian Araujo, like I said, I'm not sure if he's going to play. I think it's kind of 50-50. He's actually not been quite as good this season as he was last year. I think last year he was really outstanding. This year it's been a little bit up and down, but I think in recent games, maybe the last 4 or 5 games, he started to kind of build a rhythm and come on more consistently. And he's really good as a two-way specialist. So, you know, that's something that I think can be hard on the opponent, but also an opportunity, because if he gets too far forward, then somebody else has to cover, or the central defenders have to scramble. And I think that that's really where the weakness kind of comes in. Even if the center backs are doing a lot better this season and really are pretty stout, I think if you get numbers, you know, going at them, especially on counters, they don't have a lot of speed. They're kind of the traditional big burly center back. So if you have counterattacks, you're in transition play, and they have to scramble. They're not quite set. They're not quite in their lines. Then I think that's really where you can get at them. I also think that in general, even if they've improved a lot defensively, I think when it comes to set pieces, that's still kind of a weakness. So, you know, if it's a situation where you have a deep free kick, you know, that might be a little bit of a challenge for this defense. And so if you get the right service, you know, who knows what can happen. And I think that that's something that if I were coaching Sacramento, that is something that I would be, you know, trying to get some, you know, a few good opportunities from dead balls and see what happens.
Well, Sacramento's been really good on set pieces this year. It feels like most of their goals have come free of set pieces. So that's something good to hear. I'm curious to hear too, how well is LA Galaxy handling, how do they handle presses? Pretty well, or is that something that maybe Sacramento can try and force? I know we're going to probably do it regardless just to see, but how well do they handle that?
Yeah, I think more and more teams in MLS are pressing these days. So it's not quite as radical when you come across a team that presses. Obviously San Jose had kind of a kamikaze press when Almeida was coaching them. You know, that's sort of the extreme, but even, you know, like pretty much, I wouldn't say every team, but most teams in MLS implement some kind of press, maybe not pressing, you know, 24/7, but, you know, get into a mid block press or counter press when the other team's trying to play it out of the back. And so I don't think that that's something that's going to be such a surprise for them. But again, we're in an era where pressing is so common. And so it's playing it out of the back that, you know, mistakes are bound to happen from time to time. So obviously if Republic get on one of those mistakes and can take advantage, then that's going to be good for them. But I would say in general, that's not something that I think is a huge issue. At the same time, I think for the Galaxy, they don't press very much. And in fact, I think they're actually pretty static in general, and they often play pretty slowly. Vanny has done a good job, I think, to kind of raise that level and not get them so static, but I would not characterize the Galaxy as a pressing team. And I think that they're one of the few teams that don't really press hard in kind of the first two divisions these days. So.
Interesting. All right. And final question. And this is complete, you can unbiased, however you want to go with this. How do you feel like Sacramento, do you think matches up against LA Galaxy? Do you think that they have a decent shot to pull off a win on the road?
I do think they have a decent shot. I think obviously if you're looking at it, you know, the odds, the betting, you still give it to the home team, the MLS side, but I think Sacramento does have a good shot. Like you said, they're in fantastic form. The Galaxy are coming off of a long break. And yeah, I mean, again, we're at this point in the competition where the margins are so fine, teams are getting so close to a trophy. I could definitely see an upset happening. And obviously Omaha may be taking a little bit of that thunder from Sacramento, but if they pull off this upset, people would hear about it for sure.
Yeah, Union Omaha has gotten the little bit of the Cinderella story buzz, and the final USL League One team to be in the tournament is impressive. But now we're down to eight. It does feel like MLS teams are going to slowly start taking it more and more seriously. And I imagine when you're, what, three wins away from a cup, if you're a team who's mid-table and you don't feel like you have a chance to win, get into playoffs or win anything in the league, this is a good opportunity to do something and win something. And so we'll see, but I'm excited, Alicia, so much. We really appreciate it. So good to see you. So good to have you back on the podcast. Are you going to the match? Are you a watch from home? What's your game plan?
Yeah, definitely watch from home. Yeah, I'm a little too far away from the stadium, so okay. That's not going to happen, but I'll still be watching.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we got a crew of us going. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I haven't been to a Galaxy game, so I'm excited to go and hopefully watch them lose. That's the goal. All right, Alicia, thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks again.
Our thanks to Alicia Rodriguez for jumping on the podcast. Good to talk to her again after almost a year. And excited for tomorrow night. Tuesday night, Republic, LA Galaxy in the quarterfinal of the U.S. Open Cup. 7:30 kickoff. You can catch the game on ESPN Plus only. This game is not anywhere on Fox. It is only on ESPN Plus, U.S. Open Cup, with different rights for their broadcast. So make sure you check that out, ESPN Plus. If you're going to the game, I'm excited. I can't wait. I hope you guys have a good time. I will be down there with a lot of our staff, Rob McAllister, Adam Moffitt, lots of others will be going down there as well. Should be a lot of fun. Should be a great night. I'm excited for the match. No matter what happens, a great opportunity for Sacramento to be in the spotlight against a big team like LA Galaxy. Can't wait for tomorrow night, 7:30 kick on ESPN+. We thank you for your support of this podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe, and follow however you get your podcasts. And as always, go Republic!